SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The White House is pausing federal grants and loans as the Trump administration launches an across-the-board spending review.
President Trump's budget office announced the funding freeze, saying that all spending must comply with the president's executive orders. The halt in grants and financial assistance will affect health care research, education programs, and other projects. But an administration memo said Medicare and Social Security benefits will be unaffected. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And the president has signed an executive order that ends DEI in the military. He's also ordering the reinstatement of thousands of service members who were discharged for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. Sounds like House Speaker Mike Johnson not shedding any tears over this.
The Democratic Party is in disarray. They have no obvious leader. They have no obvious vision or agenda. Their platform has to be rewritten whole cloth, and they don't exactly know how they're going to wander in this wilderness for the next couple of years.
Johnson at a Republican gathering at the Trump Resort in Doral, Florida. Also at SRNNews.com, these egg prices are for the birds.
Minneapolis supermarket manager Mike Vickers.
It's the first time in my life that I've ever had to be kind of embarrassed on what I'm selling eggs for, and it's not our fault. We're paying today $7.45 for a dozen eggs. We're selling for $7.59. We're making 14 cents.
Customer Sage Mills had to buy eggs to make a birthday cake.
You know, it's really expensive.
The Agriculture Department predicts egg prices are going to soar another 20% this year. I'm Julie Walker.
Scott Bessent, America's new Treasury Secretary, confirmed by the Senate on a 68-29 vote. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 158 points, NASDAQ ahead 228. This is SRN News. President Trump reinstates two pro-life rules.
The Hyde Amendment limits taxpayer funding of abortions in this country, and the Mexico City policy denies U.S. money to any foreign entity that performs or promotes abortions. President Biden rescinded both of those rules after he came to the White House as part of a larger strategy to promote abortion. In fact, Mr. Trump had to revive the amendment and the policy when he first took office back in 2017 after his predecessor, Barack Obama, had killed them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
This week's commemorations marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. Also a reminder of how few Holocaust survivors are still alive to tell their stories. There is a somber awareness that there will be far fewer in the future, even as new wars and horrors make their stories as relevant as ever. As living memory fades, the mission of remembering falls to the next generation and key institutions. This is SRN News. Florida holding two special elections to replace President Trump's National Security Advisor Mike Waltz in the 6th Congressional District and former Representative Matt Gaetz in the 1st Congressional District.
The winners of each primary will likely go on to win in the special general elections, which are slated for April 1st. President Trump has endorsed Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis and State Senator Randy Fine, who are both considered favorites in the 6th and 1st Districts, respectively. Gaetz' resignation from Congress and Waltz's appointment to the Trump administration helped bring Speaker Mike Johnson's already slim majority down to 218 Republicans to 215 Democrats. And with Trump's U.N. ambassador pick Elise Stefanik expected to be confirmed, that majority would drop down to 217. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump says Microsoft, among U.S. companies looking to take control of China-owned TikTok, could enable the popular app to avoid an effective ban in the U.S. More details, SRNNews.com.